Here at this PetSmart store in Grand Rapids, Michigan, you'll find aisle after aisle of premium pet foods.
They have what they call their canine senior. They have an active formula, and as we see, the light formula.
Assistant manager Joe Kleinert says the reduced calorie foods are especially popular, although they only came on the market a few years ago. Today, Kleinert sells almost as much light food as some of the regular formulas, and pet owners like Gloria Erskine say light foods have become a staple of their dog's diet.
I have a spayed dog. Their metabolism differs, and they put on weight real easy. Lower calorie foods help them keep from gaining so much weight and helps keep them healthy throughout their life rather than being obese, which isn't any more healthy for them than it is for you or I.
To the business world, pet food is more than chicken feed. It's a $9 billion a year industry, and the light formulas are capturing an ever-increasing chunk of the market. So it's no wonder new businesses are trying to get in on the action, helping owners with their pudgy pooches and fat cats.
I figured trying to lose weight the old-fashioned way gets a little tough these days. You have to exercise and watch what you're putting in the bowl and monitor it three times a day, and it's just not all that easy. So I thought obesity is a major problem for animals, and why not do something a little simpler?
David Goldberg is president of Petkin Pet Care Systems, based in Marina Del Rey, California. His simple solution is an all-natural diet pill. Goldberg says his pet trim diet plan can help a dog or cat shed those ugly pounds without the hassle of special foods or a stepped-up exercise program.
One of the main ingredients is chromium picolinate. Another ingredient is called Garcinia cambogia, which is an herb or also known as Citramax, and that prevents carbohydrates from becoming fat. And the chromium picolinate helps turn existing fats into useful energy.
Goldberg says company tests show animals can lose up to 3% of their body weight in just a few weeks of using the diet pills. After that, they maintain their sleek physiques with another pill, something Goldberg calls a maintenance formula. The pet trim plan comes in the form of chewable tablets. A bottle of 60 costs under $10. But not everyone is bought into the idea.
I must say my initial reaction is one of considerable skepticism. It sounds so California to me.
Dr. Jim Daly is an associate professor in the College of Veterinary Medicine at Michigan State University. He says he doesn't think the pills are harmful, but he says they probably won't help an animal lose weight either. But even though he doesn't support using the diet pills, Daly says he can understand why pet diets are catching on.
I would guess that in the neighborhood of 20% of the pets that we see in our practice here are overweight, and we are in a continuing effort with most of those owners to get their animals to lose weight.
Daly says obese animals often have problems with mobility, and their respiratory and cardiovascular systems can also suffer if they're overweight. What's interesting about the pet trim formula is that it doesn't differ much from many of the herbal diet pills for humans. But despite dramatic testimonials, not all users end up weighing 110 pounds. Still, pet trim developer David Goldberg stands by his claims.
Chromium picolinate, the Citramax, and a number of other herbal ingredients have worked better on animals in animal studies than they ever did on humans. And I really can't answer why it does work better on the animals, but it does.
The pet food industry is virtually self-regulated, and there's no standardized labeling criteria for light foods or diet pills. That means pet owners are left to fend for themselves, sorting through all the claims manufacturers make. Veterinarian Jim Daly says rather than recommend the reduced-calorie foods, he'll often suggest cutting back on the amount of the animal's regular food and dividing it up into a few small feedings throughout the day to help keep the pet from feeling hungry. But Daly says it's often not the pet food that's making an animal pack on pounds. It's treats and table scraps.
You always think of people training their pets, but pets train people, too. And so really what's involved is not willpower on the part of the animal, it's willpower on the part of the owner to resist those lovely brown eyes looking up at him and saying, you know, can't I have just a little bit more?
So Daly says the cold hard truth remains, there's no quick fix for fat. And he says for overweight animals, just as for humans, the best weight loss method is to cut back on food and increase exercise. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Wendy Nelson in Grand Rapids, Michigan.